Okay. All right. We're in Shinsari tests. Start over again. Just one thing. I just looking over yesterday. Asked a question about, like, you know, what about airports and things and different things like that on the edge of a city. So the truth is, I was thinking about it in the Shinsari Chesiv test. It talks about Yeshua Sheves al Sfas al Nachal. So the Magen Avraham says, there's a question about what about, fine, that's a nachal, a dry nachal. A nar is not included, but a dry nachal for Shemesh is included. What about any other space, flat space, which is usable? Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, and he said, I am Magen Avraham Shemistapik, Bechol Magen Shemistam Shem Zayayir, Nasr Limdod Sham. And he brings El Yerabba, says Yeshal Hakel, because of different cheshbonos. So therefore, any makom which is not a makom dira, but it's for shimush of the city, will be considered part of the city. So therefore, an airport, other things like that, would be lachora fidus makom dira, will be considered part of, including all the runways, everything, whatever, would be considered part of the city, and you would measure the tchum from outside the airport, because it's just like a dry nachal. So I was thinking, I hadn't seen anyone talk about it before, but that's hard that it'd be the same din.
Is a cemetery part? Mm-hmm. Is a cemetery a shimush of the city?
That's a good question. I don't know. that's not, it's no shimush though. I mean, I don't know. It's not sure about, that's a good, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Fine. So if the sixth dollar low, yimdo de la kneged ayir, you can measure straight from the city. If you leave Yeshari Megeos Kenegda, even if there are right next to the city, there's some hills and valleys and things or whatever, it's hard to measure. Loyachmi Kenegda, don't go down, let's say, 10 miles or whatever, 20 kilometers, whatever it is, where it's flat, you'd see the Shu Yashar. And then just walk straight over there. And then after you pass the hilly area, the few hills, then go back up. If you meet a shemadot sham, you have to go straight from the city. When you get to a hill, again, we're talking about a mountain because, I mean, in general, we'll see how to do that. If it's such a vertical slope, let's say you have a weighted rope, and if you held it out from the top to the bottom, like I said, this, if you have a mountain, you generally don't have, it depends where you are. If you have a mountain next to the city, I don't know how that will work exactly, but if it's a hill, then lo yisrachach mikenegdo, if you took a chut mishkolos on a stick, lo yisrachach mikenegdo ulamata bishipulo arba amos, it would hit the bottom, and it hits the bottom within dal amos. They have a stick with dal amos, and it would hit the bottom of the hill or the slope, whatever part of the slope I guess you're measuring or whatever. And dal amos then is considered like a vertical wall. As in tarach limdoid, you read about aliyah, you don't count, because it's a vertical wall, because if you have a wall, you don't count, it's no point in measuring, here is a little slope, you don't count it.
You're talking about the whole length of a 50-amah
row, right? So it's only going... No, we're talking over here, your dal amah thing is a separate rope.
Understood.
Right.
But the down amount is 50 amahs, and 4 amahs across, that's how steep it is.
It's like 50 amos. It gives a shear in a little bit exactly what it is. But the point is that however high up the mountain is, if it's within 4 amos, it goes up. So that's a steep enough hill to be considered a wall. But we'll see. It does give a shear in a minute. As ein tarach limdod hayirida ve'aliyah ela in yesh misha barosha, if there's a flat top on top of a place to walk on top of the hill, so then you have to measure that. But the sides you don't have to cheshbon the sides.
In other words, if you cut out the mountain from the from
right.
From
it's Gila, like I said, it's
Gila. Until the beginning of it, and then you pick up
at the end, or you met, or if there's a flat top, let's say it goes for. Then you just measure the top. You know, just like you get, so you have a wall with a very, 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 you know, very thick wall. So you won't measure, obviously you don't measure the vertical side. Not, you can't measure, but you measure the top. So
you measure the thickness of the wall,
would you not? No, I don't think so. Unless it's more in Dal passage, unless it's a Dal Tfachim. If that's in Dal Tfachim, then you don't, it's not Nechshav anything. You'd skip over. Well, yeah, I guess you would measure part. I don't know. I'm not sure. Here, so he explains, if it goes further than Dal Amos, mislakate a sarah b'toch chamesh, and it raises ten tfachim within five amos. Ahainu shebehilu chamesh amos sheshupur ola sar tfachim as vohim. Then we have to start working out the slope. If the hill's not is less than chamishim ama, mavliyah bechevel shel chamishim ama. So then, basically, you just mavliyah it in your measurement. Shazoykev eitz gevoah besvaso means that you put a high pole on one side. The eitz acher against kenegdo besvaso means there, and you put on the other side of this hill, you put another pole. And you're fine. It's more than chamishim ama. Then we're going to come to the din of measuring with a dal amos rope. This is how you do it. One person stands at the bottom of the hill, and the other person stands at the top. You know, you take a rope and you stretch it arba amos away. The guy at the bottom holds the rope by his chest, and the other guy bends down by his feet, and he holds and stretch the rope there. You keep on going up to you hit the top of the hill where he holds the Dal Amos rope by his chest, and then the guy holds at the bottom, and then they keep on doing that. It's very steep. That within Arba Amos is a steep section, or it's a steep hill. That within Arba Amos is Ola Sar Tvachim. As a kilubo, they say, okay, you don't have to, it's going to be hard to measure. You don't need mountain climbers here. Kilubo, lo hitrichul have Leo, Bechevil, Shechemishim Ama, Ayude Kairos, Elaim Ainbo, Elachemishim Ama, Yishar, Isa, Kama Yeshbo, Lefi, Oimit Hadas. If it's even steeper, so then, you know, the first case is a case where it's in five amos, so it's a little bit of a slope, but if it's even steeper than that, and it's within four amos, which we saw other dinim tell him, mislaket, that is really considered a vertical wall, then a mikilim, and you don't even have to put the poles, you just make it, you mishar it, kama yeshbo lefi omer adas, yin yeshbo yoysa mechamishim ama, molo bechevel shel arba amos. Then you should go ahead and do the Arba Amos thing if you can. Obviously, if you can't, you know, then you have to, you know, think about it. Again, I don't know the din of a mountain. If there's a very tall, you know, a mountain, you know, or just a tall, you know, tall hill next to, you know, I don't know how you, I don't think for something they have to climb a mountain. You know, it's not common. Usually there's hills, but if you're in the mountain, if they're in the mountains and there's, you know, I don't know. You guess then if you omer adas, you know, maybe you look at the satellite picture, I don't know, the map, then you have to do if you omer adas. Higia lagai, if you come to a valley, a ravine or a valley, in chutma mishkolos visrachet v'kenegu lamata arba amos, same type of idea, if you come to a canyon, a valley, a cliff, I don't know, whatever, if the weighted rope goes out more than arba amos, azvarim in yachol havliyoi, if you can go ahead and just measure chamishim ama out, So then just you know, even though there is a slope, just mavlio, it's part of the ground. In lav monu bechavu she arba amos. Again, you climb down, you do arba amos. Ushelo yehi oimek yoisa me'alpayim. That's only where it's not deep yoisa me'alpayim. But im homok yoisa me'alpayim modin hayarida va'aliyah. If it's kol hashipua, I think that I don't think it means that it's. It's a deep canyon. I think it just means if the valley itself is more than Alpayim Amah, then you go ahead and you you do have to measure the sides of the valley or whatever.
And then the
tool
would end on the slope.
Yeah. If it is very steep, if you can go ahead and just mavliya it, you know, fine. You cut that out. You measure the floor of the valley. Even if it's deeper than Alpayim. So then, you just, like I said, then you end up ending over there.
How do you get there? So you come to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
so. Measure the slope down. You continue the measurement from the ground.
So then, like I said, the same thing as with the mountain. I mean, I guess you have to. Yeah, you wouldn't have to, I guess, climb down, go down the trail. I mean, I don't know. I think that...
Is it a dispensation because it's too hard to measure, or something that's...
The Mishabura says that... Even if you're almost Yosef Me'alpayim, who sheared Chum Shabbos, Hashvil B'fnei Atzmo, then it's considered, like I say, part of the ground. Like, it's considered like part of the ground. And then it has, you know, it's not like a, you know, hill is sort of like a wall, but like a valley is a little bit different because, you know, people generally, like it's one thing, you know, people generally, you know, will go down, well, it depends. Person has to relate to a valley much more than to a har because the mountains, okay, it stops here, but they want to continue, you know, I guess it depends if there's a big ravine. Like I said, I don't know. You know, if a person wants to hike down the side of, like I said, a canyon or something like that. So if it's a deep, you know, he has to know where, you know, even if it seems like it's vertical, it's not so simple. Higia lahar or lagai, v'chol ma shehu memenu k'neged ha'ir, hu rachav mechamishim amah. Let's say, it's more than chamishim amah. She'en yachol lavliya, you can't be mavliya. K'yon shehu memizvach ha'ir, chol orach mizvach en yachol lahavliya, you can't be mavliya that part. Im yachol lahavliya b'soch alpayim, shel tzad safan odorm. If you could go ahead and just, let's say you were able to measure from, let's say you can't measure it. So then, from the tzadzafon and tzadzarim, you go up high, and you measure that out. So what you would do, I guess, it was something which is completely just not measurable. So then you go to the north, 2,000 amma, and I guess you make a. Then you go ahead and square it out, and if it's within 2,000 amma, down, that's where you would have to. Make your measurement. Yelech sham yaviyah v'kivan shu adayim b'soch ha'tchum shel tzad ha'ir. Since it's within the tchum of one side of the city, v'im eino yachol lavliyah b'soch ha'payim shel tzad ha'ir. If you can't do that, lo yisrachak yisir l'tzad ha'ir k'dei lavliyoy. You shouldn't go ahead and stand, let's say, go around and on the outside of the mountain and try to measure over there. The shash, people will see you measuring over there and think, oh, that's where Tchum Shabbos is. You know, let's say you have a few hills or a few whatever, a steep hill, you can't, or whatever it is, you can't measure over. So don't, with the person holding the chetel shouldn't go to the other side and try to figure it out, because if someone sees it, they might think, oh, he's measuring here. Oh, that's where Tchum Shabbos finishes, even if it finishes, and it finishes actually much earlier. So therefore, you know, you go to the north, you go to the south, but you don't go to the other side. Ein sonchen el al medidas adam mumche, sheyodea minas akarka. You can only sonch on someone who knows how to measure. He's a mumche, he knows how to measure ground, or he knows how to measure tchumim. I don't know nowadays, I mean, I don't know who's the mumche or not a mumche, I don't know. Hayu lanu tchumim Shabbos muchzakin, vam mumche umada. Let's say there is there's a city, the old tchum Shabbos is until a certain point, and a mumche came and said, oh, measured it, it's wrong. Riba betchum mehem amir betchum, either he added more, made less. Shomin lo af betchum shariba, even if he made the tchum bigger, then we listen to the mumcha. Agal madar umata bidasu mizrachis svanit yisera al shakenegda mizrachis dromis. Let's say he measured it and he found that the tchum is longer by the northeast corner than from the southeast corner. I think it goes out like a slant. Moteh chachut shel simen atchum mizeh lazeh ba'alachsa. And then you go ahead and you take it and you measure ba'alachsa. Some say it was 2 days over here. Some say that the reason why it was shorter because there used to be something there and it couldn't be measured, so that's why it was shorter. So you rely on that. And some say that you're not Torah. And you say he made a mistake, whatever it was. So you just a person measured more on the top, so he just goes straight down. And you can remake it, will make more tchum. Test. In bo shnei mumchim umarado es a tchum. If two mumchim come and they measure it, echa ribu echa mir. They do two different measurements. Shomin lamarbe. Got halacha tchumin lahakel. You listen to the person who makes it bigger. As long as it doesn't seem that it's more than the mida of next, we say 580 amah. We'll see in a minute that it's as long as it's not more than the other person's diagonal measurement, the diagonal measurement of the square. As long as it's not more than that. Ketzad beish sheyar bezeh. Well, this guy made it bigger. No more shema harishain. We say, okay, maybe this guy made a mistake. Maybe he measured the diagonal. And then from there, he went down. He measured alpine for the diagonal. And if you do that, everyone knows that the diagonal is always bigger than the straight, in the straight part. So the hypotenuse, whatever you want to call it. So therefore, he made a mistake in measuring that. He did 2,000 amos there, and then he measured the, and ended up, that's how he made his alpayim. So the straight area is going to be less. Then said, say la hatachtum bein ol bein ear, pachos bein alpayim. Ze'achra manal alpayim itzela ha'ir. And this guy went ahead and measured alpayim itzela ha'ir from the side of the city. But we don't say that the first guy made a huge mistake. And that ends up, the Quran say, whatever, it's about 580 amma. We give him 580 amma, of leeway between. If one guy is a lot more, is more than that, then we say, no, then you're way off, and we'll go with the smaller guy. It's a shorter distance.
But if it's more, then you have to measure all over again. Is that the idea?
No, you go by the short. Then I guess you rely on the short, on the person who made the shorter distance. They don't. One doesn't cancel the other out. It is we have a certain amount of leeway over here of 580 amah that we toilet on that, and therefore we make it. Oisin a tchumin ketava merubas. You make a tchumin like a square. Ahainu shemodid al pnei kol orach ha'ir lemizach alpayim amah lechotz v'chein latzafon. V'yachach roin ki ilu ha'isa tavla merubas v'keren the Meuso. Then you fill in the corner, you make a proper hypotenuse, a proper measurement for the corner, and you get that extra that extra distance from the corner of the city. Or if you made the city, you squared the city, then you go another, and from that square, you go 2,000 amas out this way, and another, you know, wherever the cheshbon is, to the corner.
But if there was a hill in the middle, then the tchum would not be even from the whole side of the city. So wherever you draw the...
Well, no, if it's... You try... Listen, obviously there's a bunch of mountains. We measure the hill, but if... Oh, you say if it's a hill, you don't measure it, and it's missing a little... Yeah, I know.
From the other side,
yeah. If you right, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. That's the point. I don't know. But lalim died shehem. So it says that nimsa atchum the keren alpaim, but lachsoinu shehem alpaim shmonamayos. That the corner is alpaim shmonamayos. But lo yimdu meensa keren alpaim ba lachsoinu b'chem keren shekenegdo yitenachut mizel lezed. Don't measure 2,000 amos from the corner. Shem came master the shmonamayos shem keren. You're massive people. They can walk. You know, they have an extra 800 from the corner. The gam lo yiat atchum keneged ha'ir. Hello, elef arba meyos ve'esrim shmona. Don't make the tchum, don't measure the tchum, don't make, you know, start making mathematical, well, it's only until here. If you made a circle around the city, let's say you want to make a diameter, so then you would, don't make a smaller, you know, trying to work, you know, you get a square plus the hypotenuse. Don't, if you either make the, you make the, you think, oh, if I did 2,000 here, then it's going to be smaller. Don't do that. The whole thing has to be a square and you get 2,800 in the corner. Afilo Eved, Afilo Shifcha, Nemanim Lomer, Akan Tchum Shabbos. Eved, even a Shifcha, is Neman to say Akan Tchum Shabbos. Avol Katan Lo, but Odo Katan. The Katan says, here's Tchum Shabbos, he's on Neman. Well, Neman HaGadol Loimar, Zohar Anish Ag Kanainu Boim B'Shabbos Kashisi Katan. Katan can give, Gadol can give Eidos of something he remembers when he was a Katan. This is Dinim my Eidos. Tumin and by Tigmarik Suvis, also by
these types of things.
Even though over there it's also talking about he remembers Kal Yatzavi Hinuma, that she, when she got married, that she, you know, she was a Psula, different things like that. There are different line Sham and the Gemara over there. Some people do so. And in general, I know that the person can be made on what he saw when he was a kid. A kid can't be made because he's not Neman, but a person can be made on his Zikaron. What's interesting is also, he says, feel evident, feel Shivcha. So even, I guess even an Apikoros, because the Gemara in the Chagiga says that Meir is following Acher, and Acher said, Akan Tchum Shabbos. And the mayor stopped. So I don't know. Anyone can be made at Akan Tchum Shabbos. Tough. Misha Yashul Baderech. Misha Yabba Baderech Lekanes Leir. Someone who was trying to get to a city. Yashul Baderech Hanuach. And he sat. You know, he lay down to rest for a few minutes. Suddenly, he looked up. It was dark. The other Shul Batchum Ayir. He doesn't know. He fell asleep. Whatever it was. And he doesn't know whether he made it to the Tchuma year or not. And he looks around, you know, so let's say a person's trying to get back to Shabbos, right, from the mountains in New York, whatever it is. And he's trying to get to the Tchum of, trying to get to the Tchum, and he's driving, and suddenly, boom, it gets dark, stops the car on the side of the road. He has no idea if he hit the Tchum, starts walking, and suddenly he sees within the Tchum. So, Kona Shvisa Be'ir. It's called the Kona Shvisa Be'ir that he was considered, he was trying to get there, and even though it was a suffix, but he didn't even think he got there. Since Itaka did get there, it's enough. Nichos Vesoicha B'Shabbos, Mahalach Eskula, V'chutzala, Paim Amel, L'chol Ruach, he gets the whole city. Let's say he's traveling, he's trying to get up to, because he's trying to get up to the mountains. Right? And he's driving, gets a flat tire, whatever it is, he's stuck. Shabbos comes, he realizes that he's right next to a different town. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Or let's say it's just even a Goyish town. L'chora, Kana Shvisa Kaimai, but so then he gets Shvisa, where he, from his car, let's say, where he is, Misham Yishlo Paim Amel Choruach. Then he's stuck. Then he's Kone Shvisa from his car, and then he only goes up Paim Amel Choruach. In Kalim Paim Amel, he makes Shvisasu Bachatzi a year. If he can go into half of the city, Enem Halach Beyer Yosef Mechetia, he can only go into that half of the city. He doesn't just be able to get in and go around the whole city. So if he can get into a town, he has to be careful about not going further in. Let's say he was trying to go ahead and trying to get to the town, and then he says, okay, Shabbos, I'm here, this is where I'm going to spend Shabbos here. And he realizes that, oh, just over the ridge, he looks up, he realizes that where he was trying to get to was right there. Dimahachi, he went ahead and he was koine shvisa of 2,000 amos, and then he is stuck. Let's just do one more. Okay, this later. Stop here.